Magnet Fishing Brothers cleaning up Jamestown, Barnes County Courthouse opens to the public, and this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Kinsler brothers share their wide variety of hobbies through their YouTube channel, but one hobby of theirs is helping clean up Jamestown. Austin and Brandon Kinsler started their YouTube channel when Austin wanted to use his GoPro and film their ride on the Pipestem Creek Trail. Today, the brothers show off their new hobby, magnet fishing.
The easiest way to do it is to go to a bridge wherever you may live, and you got to have a nice paracord rope with a carabiner on it, and you can do it that way, or you can just tie the rope to your magnet and make sure you got a good knot, and just throw it off the bridge, find whatever's metal. It might be valuable, or it's mainly just scrap metal.
These two 1,500-pound pull magnets and a double-sided 3,600-pound magnet have allowed the Kinsler brothers to find things like Trek mountain bikes, signs, tools, and more. Austin says they recently had a more crazy find.
357 Ruger revolver that was loaded. I mean, that was crazy.
You can read more about the Kinsler brothers at NewsDakota.com. In response to the relaxation of COVID-19 precautions, the Barnes County Courthouse and county facilities will be reopened to the public today. Barnes County Commission President Bill Carlblom said social distancing and other cleaning practices will continue inside the courthouse once it's open to the public. The Veterans Service Office will be by appointment only. Barnes County Courthouse visitors are reminded to be aware that precautions are still in place. Calling ahead to make an appointment is strongly encouraged, and social distancing will be required. Investigators are trying to determine why a small plane crashed at Mandan Municipal Airport. The plane crashed off the runway Saturday afternoon. Mandan Police Lieutenant Pete Zapuski described the plane as a small personal aircraft. The pilot was the only person aboard and was killed. Police say they're working to notify the pilot's family before releasing his name. That's a check of your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more anytime, make sure you like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Just search News Dakota.